The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. This is Scrapponomics, and I'm your host, Michael Bass, with Friedland Industries. Let's get started. It used to be everyone was entitled to their own opinion, but not their own facts. But that's not the case anymore. Facts matter not at all. Perception is everything. Stephen Colbert. So what does recycling mean, anyway? The word feels a bit overused, doesn't it? The way recycling is perceived today almost feels like it functions at odds with the economy, and yet, the reality is much different. What if I told you recycling has more to do with the economy than the, also much overused term, green movement? Like many things, it comes down to supply and demand. One of the most important concepts to understand is that material is recyclable because it has value. Remember, in order for something to be worth recycling, it needs to have a future purpose. There needs to be a demand for that type of material. It helps if we think in reverse. For example, the public needs to have a demand to buy new washers and dryers for a manufacturer to buy the remelted material from a mill or refinery so they can make the new washers and dryers. Because of that demand, the mill or refinery now has a reason to buy the processed scrap commodities from places like Friedland. This provides the demand for us to buy the scrap material from the public, like old washers and dryers. Some may define recycling as placing a piece of paper, for example, in one bin versus another. But the rabbit hole goes much deeper. Rather, it's in using the key of economics that we can unlock the door to recycling. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scrapponomics, Understanding the Fundamental Economics of Recycling. To learn more, go to recyclelansing.com.